our sermon for today on God's Word will be love for one another. Paul thanked God for the Thessalonians that the love of every one of you all towards each other aboundeth. That is found in 2 Thessalonians 1, 3. Their love for each other came in the midst of persecutions and tribulations. That is found in 2 Thessalonians 1, 4. Suffering can bind us together, or it can split us apart. If we are selfish and feel sorry for ourselves, troublesome times can make us envious and bitter towards others. If we have the love of Christ, trials can serve as glue to strengthen our unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The Thessalonians were united in love for the Lord and for one another. Insults and afflictions did not cause them to turn on one another in frustration. Rather, their hope, their faith, and love increased as their tormentors unleashed their arsenal of aggravation. How is it with us? When challenges of injustice and unfairness assault us, when our hearts are torn and bleeding, do we become hateful and unkind? Or do we seek to comfort another who is in worse shape than we are? What would the Lord do? What would He have us to do? Because of their great faith and love in the midst of meanness, Paul said, "We glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure." That is found in 2 Thessalonians 1, 4. Their refusal to bow to bitterness and to be overcome by unreasonable and wicked men served as an example to other churches. Could the same be said of us? Understand that the devil seeks to hurt and harm us. He will be content if our pain causes us to turn on one another. If we snarl and snipe at one another with harsh, hateful language and with scowling, scornful looks, he will be satisfied. The devil may not be able to cause us to teach false doctrine, but if he can spoil our heart and sour our attitudes towards one another, he will have accomplished the same purpose. Thankfully, the Thessalonians did not allow this to happen. Will we? Part 2 of our message is brotherly love. Let brotherly love continue. That is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. In some places, this passage cannot be obeyed. It must be preceded by admonitions to let brotherly love begin, for it is obviously cannot continue where it has not yet begun. Is this such a place? God forbid! However, all the bickering, backbiting, and all the strife and division in some places tells us that brotherly love is in short supply or is on back order. Envy and jealousy are at the root of much of the contention that exists among God's people. When men resent the money, honor, talent, ability, or success of another, bitter gossip will soon begin. Pride kindles the fire of ungodly. Unloving words and deeds. Pretentious, proud men feel imaginary slights and are wounded by arrows that have never been shot. Such men cannot be reasoned with, for every earnest appeal is regarded as another attack. Laziness and an indifference is the mother of hateful attitudes and the father of slanderers. Those who do the least gripe and grumble the most. Let me repeat that. Those who do the least gripe and grumble the most. They do nothing to advance the cause of Christ. They teach no one. They encourage no one. They invite no one. They assist no one. Their idleness gives rise to negative thoughts, to whining words of complaint, and to vicious deeds which will undermine peace, unity, and love. In every church that is torn apart by a lack of brotherly love, look around and you will see envy. You will see jealousy. You will see pride. You will see laziness. And you will see indifference. They are the agents of confusion and contention. Brotherly love cannot begin, nor will it continue where these things abound. They are poison to the soul and destroyers of all that is good and pure and true. Only by ridding ourselves of these things can we let brotherly love continue. Let us be loving God, loving our neighbor, and loving all that is right. Thank you.